This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very big episode of the BCP. Right now, I'm excited for this one, goodness, bro. This is a big one. She's coming off a stellar show-stealing performance at the 2020 Women's Synergy GSI against our good friend Tasha Steeles. What a match that was. I'm excited for this one. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show the candy connoisseur and the gummy bear kid herself, Miss Erica Lee. Erica, what up? How are you?
Whoa. No more clapping. Hello. No, how are you?
You get all the claps.
Yes. All the claps. And all the Tootsie Rolls, right, Nina?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But Erica, thanks so much for taking the time. First and foremost, 2020 has been really, really tricky. We're so thankful to have any sort of event or indie wrestling, whether it be drive-in, socially distanced, limited capacity shows. How's 2020 been for you? How are you guys making out over there?
The same as everybody else, right? Like, it's super stressful, but I do feel really lucky to have been able to work as many places as I have this year. I think I did more than I thought I would, especially in like March and April and May when everything was like dead. So I'm like pleasantly surprised with how much I've been able to accomplish, but it's like stressful, you know, when you're like, look back at an entire year of just like, wow, we really had no idea what was going to happen week after week after week. I feel extremely lucky to be A, like healthy, and B, to have had some pretty cool matches.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll say you stole the show, you know, your first match versus Tasha. I was excited to see, you know, I don't have people on the show unless I see them live in person. I've done my homework. We saw you in Camp Leapfrog. That's also a lot of fun. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But what was it like for you to get that call from our good friend, Mr. Colin West, and get that tap on the shoulder to be part of the very limited selectees to be in the women's GSI?
I was surprised. I was like really, really happy. But it was like kind of a shock. I was like, me? it was really cool. And I know like being part of like the group of like a first of anything is like such a special feeling to always be able to say like I was in that first group. Kind of didn't like really sink in until after the event, really. Mm-hmm. Like I think I was like focused on, you know, like performing well and like having a good night. And then afterwards I was like, Oh wow, that was really cool. You know, like, before, it's like all stress and nerves. And then afterwards I was like, yo, that was so fun. when Colin reached out, I was just like, yeah, definitely. Of course, obviously. Very, very cool. Shout out to Tara and Faye. Everybody on that show is amazing. The locker room was such a positive vibe. It was really, really special to be a part of that.
Absolutely. And you hit it right on the head. Great job by all the ladies. We were very excited for that one. Happy to be a part of it. Obviously, when I talked to Colin earlier on, we wanted to jump on Tasha, friend of the show, first name drop, shameless promo right there. But we wanted to be involved in that match. Obviously, her opponent got canceled. You got the tap on the shoulder. So I was really excited to see you live and in person. And you really brought it. I remember you coming out, everyone was very behind Tasha, you know, obviously being familiar with her for Impact, now number one contender for the Knockouts Tag Championship. So, it's good to be Tasha Steeles right now. But you having the opportunity, I remember you coming out and saying to the crowd, like, I'll win you guys over. And you did just that. Like, what was going through your head? I that was really cool to me.
Yeah, that really was.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm glad that you caught that and you remember that, because that was, like, to me, when I said that, like, it came out of my mouth before I even thought about it. I was like, oh, that's, not that I've said that. It was an incredible moment to, like, come out there and everyone's chanting her name. And I was like, cool, you know, like, this is going to be a challenge. I said I was going to win them over, and I feel like I did.
You did.
A few short minutes later, there was an Erica chant. So I did my job, but yeah, I think it was intimidating, right? To like come out and everyone's like, yeah, like Tootsie Roll, fun song, but like Tasha, Tasha, Tasha. And I was like, okay, okay, sure, guys, like give me a chance. But yeah, it seemed like our match was well received, so I was proud.
Absolutely. A quote, you know, second name drop here. Casey Navarro always says, win the crowd, win the world. And I think, you know, you totally did that. No doubt in my mind, you're going to go very, very far. Nooner, what do you got for me, bro?
So we always like to ask about everybody's origin story. Were you a wrestling fan growing up? How'd you get involved in wrestling? Like, and if you were a fan growing up, who are some of your favorites?
So I was not a fan growing up. Okay. Yeah, kind of unusual to start watching as an adult, but I did.
And that's Rob over that's here. Great. I've been watching it since I was a kid. He started watching a little bit later.
Yeah, I'm an old man, so but go ahead.
Oh, man, it's tough to like try to catch up because there's like an endless amount of content to get through.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that sounds like it's like a chore. It's not. It's just that like. So many people was like, oh, well, you know, the end of like such and such match and such show on whatever year in 1995. And I'm like, meow, no, I don't. like especially like, you can absorb so much as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Like you'll remember every detail. Your little kid sponge brain remembers everything. But when you start as an adult, it's just not possible to remember every single segment and detail and story. Like without watching it three or four times. So it's definitely like a battle in that way where I feel like I have to do so much more homework than other people. But yeah, I came to it. I'm going to go back in time. So like I watch as much as I can. And also just cause I enjoy it. Right. Like it's not just to do homework. It's cause I like
watching
it. But yeah, I was on a date, with my now husband. It was like our third date. And he was like, oh, I just like went over to his place for like cooking dinner. And he's like, oh, it's Monday night. You get to watch Monday Night Raw with me and my roommates. And I was like, oh, so this is not going to work. I don't think.
Nice. We're used to that.
Like, this sounds kind of lame. I don't know. But like, you know, I'd never watched it before. So I was like, yeah, it's pretty cute. And I just loved it. I just like fell in love with it. I think it was the first time I really went into like, all the weird kids like wrestling, you know, I like never watched it. And then I just, whatever reason, I was like, you know what? It's self-aware. Some of it's serious. Some of it's goofy. It's drama or comedy or whatever. And I was like, I get it now. And I just like, just haven't looked back really. That was kind of it. I was That's like, awesome. I need more of this. I need all of everything.
Yeah, I'll absolutely say you get it. I mean, again, you know, you took over the crowd there at the GSI, and that was an amazing match. And, you know, we've had Chris Levin on the show, Sam Laterna on the show, Kaya McKenna, obviously heavily involved with Camp Leapfrog. Tell us what it was like to be involved with that amazing IWTV project.
Such a fun project. It's definitely unique, right? Like, there's not another summer camp-themed promotion. It's a lot of like passion project, like everyone involved in it, like cares about it and, not just cares about, but cares in a way that they want to be involved, like to whatever degree they can. So it's like everyone putting their like most creative self into it instead of just like showing up, doing what you're asked, going home. Almost everybody is friends and we can like pal around. So it's a really unique and positive environment. I really love working on it with them. It's so much fun.
It's amazing. And I said this to Chris, I'm like, it reminds me of, you know, indie wrestling meets almost like a Salute Your Shorts or like, you know, some of those 90s, I'm aging myself again, Nickelodeon That's fun. Shows. So. But,
right. Yeah, no, it is. It's like if Action Arcade from Chikara was like that Saturday morning wrestling feel, like this is definitely like the Salute Your Shorts, like, 90s camp show.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really well done. And if you guys haven't, obviously check it out on IWTV. I think you can still get a free preview with code Leapfrog, code mm-hmm. Synergy. I know the women's GSI is going to be up pretty soon. So I'm so excited to watch that back with some amazing commentary. I'm excited for that. So Erica, I did want to ask you this. I'm asking everyone recently, You know, let's be real here. A lot of guests we've had on the show the past year, the past 2 years, they're popping up on AEW Dark right now. They got their eyes on the Northeast, and I couldn't be more happy about it, to see dreams come true. Yeah, to see people succeed, man. It's amazing. You know, I have to ask, are you, you know, are you kind of noticing this? Are you kind of seeing, you know, where they have their eyes right now? There's opportunity. Are you kind of aware to this, I guess, hip to this right now?
Yeah, I think like you said, it's awesome to see people getting noticed, and watching other people's success is really cool. I will always root for other people. It's not like a big, like you are your own competition, right? So I would never look at someone else and be like, oh, you know, like I'm so happy. And it's such a great platform to like showcase a lot of indie workers. So I think it's really, really cool, and it's really smart, and it's great for everybody. But yeah, I mean, everybody has their own trajectory, and everybody has their own like path to success. I'm extremely happy for everybody that's been on Dark, and always like looking forward to seeing the next name that pops up. And I'm like, oh, I am. Oh my God. Good job. You know, like it's really exciting when you can like point to your friend and say, you're on it, dude. So yeah, I'm excited for everybody that's been, and there are a lot of names from the Northeast popping up, aren't there? Like a lot. So, but that's kind of where the scene is big right now, like Philly, New York, New Jersey. That's why I moved to Philly, was for wrestling. So not there anymore, but you know, thanks COVID.
I was going to say, what's the cheesesteak spot? Are you like vegan or anything? Or do you have like a cheesesteak spot?
I'm not vegan, but I grew up in New Jersey, actually.
There you go.
So I have a spot, but it's in South Jersey. It's not in Philly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Yeah, we always like to check out like the
I'm not going to shout him out, unfortunately.
Okay, no, that's fine. Do your thing. That's fine. No worries. But yeah, Erica, so I wanted to ask you about this. You know, I'm doing my research on this. You are taking on, I almost said our friend, certainly not our friend, but taking on someone we're familiar with, Mr. Darius Carter, in the main event of Pro Wrestling Magic, I think December 18th. Tell us what that means to you to be a part of that.
It is such a huge opportunity. Being in the main event of their first fight TV pay-per-view is not a chance that I took lightly. Very, very honored that they would put me in that position. And I had a lot of fun with this match, so I hope everyone else does too. It's definitely... It's a little shocking. I think everyone's going to enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. That he is he doesn't always play nice. So I'm excited to see what comes of that match for sure, Erica. And right, yeah. And right now you're killing it. You know, we touched on this a little bit, and again, not to ask all the cliche questions, but we do want to know, like, you know, and feel free to give the politically correct answer. Like, you know, is it the NXTs of the world? Is it the AEWs? Is it whoever gives you or offers you a contract? Because like I said, there's no doubt in my mind, a lot of you ladies that we have on the show, as we've seen, are going to go very, very far. You know, it's amazing to see. Or is it, you know, to make a living on the indies? Is it to open a wrestling school? We've heard all the answers. What are the goals right now?
I have gotten so much farther than I ever thought I would currently. So I don't know that I have like concrete goals right now, especially because this year has been so, uncertain. And I mean, I feel like everybody says this, but going into 2020, I felt like I had like a little bit of momentum building up, and I felt like I was really a great year, and I had a lot of really cool matches that I was really excited for that never happened. And I know like people have talked about them recently on Twitter. There was like a thread that was like quote tweet with a match that you were supposed to have, and like I didn't partake because there was just so many there's just so many that I had been so excited for that never happened. And that's just life. That's just how it works, right? So as of right now, like I don't know what's next, just because the world is so unpredictable right now. And I'm mostly focusing on just staying healthy and getting stronger and getting better and just seeing what opportunities present themselves, because not every opportunity is a good one, right? Like, you have to be smart and pick and choose what you're going to go for. You just say yes to everything. Like, and that's not just in wrestling, that's in life. Like, if you say yes to, like, the first thing that comes up or everything that comes up, you're going to miss out on something that could have been better for you. So that's a tough lesson to learn. And I've learned that several times over now. But yeah, I don't have concrete goals for 2021 or whatever period of time. I'm kind of just taking things as they come and seeing what's possible and what I want to do, what feels right as it happens.
Wow. I love that answer. That's fantastic. That's, you know, I always take a lot from these interviews. I'm learning. I'm just getting my feet wet. I'm in the commentary booth, so I'm excited for that. I'm excited to learn. So I cling to all these little tidbits you guys and gals have. That's amazing. No, really. I appreciate it. I have like a notebook with like everyone's names and their moves and all that. So I'll have to hit you up for sure. But I did want to ask you mentioned Jersey. Where was the training? Was it like the Monster Factory? We have Creative Pro. Where did you start training?
So I grew up in New Jersey, but I didn't start wrestling until I moved to Virginia, which is like so ass backwards. just because there's like not as much down here. Like there's so much available in the Jersey, Philly, New York area that like you have options and you can do your research kind of and figure out where you want to go. But in Virginia, it's like I got lucky and found a barn with a ring in it.
Really? Nice.
like a short 45-minute drive to the barn. And then after that, there was like an hour, there was a ring, like an hour and 20 minutes in the opposite direction. But there's just not that much around here. So even though I was really fortunate, I got to train with NXT UK referee Chris Sharp. He was the first person that ever trained me. He's incredible. So much wisdom, so much knowledge. Great guy, always looking to give back. Like truly one of the few people who puts in the effort and the time with everybody, just because he's like, I want you to get it. I want you to improve and to make this art that we all love. But after he left, I think not maybe like a year after or less than that, I decided to move to Philly, and that's when I started training at the Wrestle Factory at Chikara.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, that's cool to hear. I like that. The ring in the barn. That's awesome. There's your Clark Kent, Kara L, Superman, Supergirl thing. I think that's epic. That's really rad.
It was unique and also not unique at all. Like in the way every like wrestling school or like training facility that you roll up to, you're like, yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Every ring I've been to, you're just like, ah, yeah, I can see why you couldn't find this place on the map. I get it. Yeah, this is a spot.
But, you know, we are definitely appreciative of all these places and, you know, the shows we're able to put on, you know, such as the Monster Factory. We're happy to be there and have some sort of event or arena. So that's great. And, you know, we asked the hard hitting questions here on the BCP. So I have to ask you, how did the, you know, the candy reviews get involved? I like to watch like the Portnoy pizza reviews. So how did like the candy reviews start?
You know, in this COVID time, in this pandemic era, I had zero content to post. There was absolutely nothing going on. I think my partner gave me like a Nerds rope or something gross candy he was eating just because he likes it. And I was like, this is garbage. And I just made him like record me reviewing it for absolutely no reason. I think I was going through like a phase where I would just like rate everything like commercials or like food we're eating or like, you know, his farts. I'd be like 8 out of 10, that was a good one, babe, you know, like
Yeah, we do that a lot with our jokes, with our dad jokes.
Our puns.
A lot of times it's usually two or three. It gets really bad.
It's bad, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sometimes you gotta, like, you know, just give that instant feedback of how people are doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I made that first video and I was like, you know, this was fun. I'm just going to keep doing it. And you know, some people seem to like it. I don't know. It's like a fun little internet thing. And like a couple people have told me that they really enjoy it and that, brightens their day, which in this time, in this uncertain, this changing climate, what more can I ask for than to brighten somebody's day?
Exactly.
Yeah, what it's all about over here. The pun disputed era, as it gets bad. Nunez, I think you got some candy questions about favorites and whatnot.
I mean, this is pretty cliche, but what is your favorite candy?
Yeah, I want to know.
My favorite candy is probably Snickers.
Oh, that's a good choice. Yeah. That's a good choice.
It may have been a fever dream, but I think I saw a commercial for a Snickers protein bar, and I haven't seen it in any stores. I haven't seen a commercial for it since. I swear I saw it, but I want to try it.
I'm very curious. Yeah, I want to look that up.
I should Google it at some point. I just keep thinking about it instead.
that's brilliant. If that's not a thing,
yeah, that should be a thing.
The Snickers ice cream bar, also very underrated.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Amazing. For me, Reese's peanut butter cups all day.
Yeah, it's the same with me.
I was saying, you know the deal, man.
Okay. No, I have a question for you guys. This is very serious. So Reese's peanut butter cups, right? They exist. And then there's the candy-coated smaller things that they make. And I want you to say the name of this candy.
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Yes! Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, okay, we didn't say the Reese's Pieces. Is that what you're Stone Cold ET says?
Oh, Reese's Pieces, huh?
Reese's Pieces doesn't make sense. Pieces isn't a word. Anyway, that's my
That's some important stuff. I feel very strongly about this. I'm glad that we're all on the same page.
I would have hung up if you guys said Reese's.
Can't blame me.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
You're doing the Lord's work, Erica. Thank you. And it's just some fun. We want to be respectful of your time, Erica. I did want to ask a couple fan questions, if that's cool.
Sure, yeah.
So I did want to ask you, this is one we always like to ask here on the BCP, you know, say you do get that WrestleMania moment, you get that WrestleMania entrance. We always love to ask this one, which I'm sure you will one day. What band is playing you out to the ring? And I know is it going to be the Tootsie Roll?
Yeah, I'm going to get the 69 boys to come out.
Any favorite band? Yeah.
That's a good question. For some reason, the first band that's coming to my mind is The Darkness. Do you know who
that is? Wow.
That is amazing.
That. Yeah, that would be epic.
I don't think I've listened to them in years, but I feel like they'd be like a really memorable, like,
they would be mania. So much fun.
Yeah, right? God, I'm going to hate myself for saying that.
No,
that is amazing, because I believe in a thing called love is such a good song. I don't care what anybody says.
I mean, who doesn't screech along to that? You have to.
You really do, yeah.
I feel like we're going to be cranking that tonight.
I mean, that's fair.
It's going to happen. And ironically, Nunez does believe in a thing called love.
I do.
So I wanted to ask you, you know, obviously you took on Tasha in the first round of the tournament. There were some fantastic matches, you know, friends with Riley, Gabby over here. Holodetto is a show stealer. Trish Adora, yeah. Jordan Blade having a show stealing match as well. Any of those girls that you'd want to square off with?
Oh my God, all of them. Yeah, for sure. I've wrestled Jordan Blade many, many times. I would love to work with her again always, but yeah, we've worked many, many times. Riley Shepherd, I was supposed to have a match with way back when the pandemic first started. Holodead is like such a pillar in women's wrestling. I would love to work with her. All of those people are so talented and entertaining, and a lot of the names on that card, I was just like so happy to share the around them, like Willow and Tara and Faye, all such sweet people.
Love it. And that's a great answer. You know, Holodead being Nunez's new favorite, besides you, of course, Erica. And I did want to ask you, how about, you know, not to be cliche again, but this is a fun fan question. Like, we always want to know who's the dream matchup and who's the dream tag team partner, past, present, future, legend, anywhere, national level, indies, you can go anywhere with it.
Dream tag team partner. Probably X-Pac.
Oh, okay. Now who would you be facing?
That, I mean, that's an even harder question. Yeah. I don't know. So I feel like me and X-Pac would like not be a great team. I would just walk out. You know what I mean? I feel like one of us would have to be bigger. Like, you need the bigger partner. So maybe I'm going to change my answer and say I want my tag team partner to be Test. But
wow,
okay.
I don't know. That's a hard one. Tag team partner. I've never answered that question.
You could be like the Freebirds, and it could be like a three team. Yeah, anybody could tag in.
Action right there. I like that. That's cool.
How about dream opponent?
Dream opponent, Canyon.
Oh, say again?
Chris Canyon.
Oh, Canyon.
Very, very underrated. I was just watching some WCW today, and he is super underrated. I feel like he doesn't get appreciated a lot. He had such good offense.
He would, like, just have these like throwaway moves where he'd
right,
do it,
yeah.
Like, and it for anyone else, it would have been a signature for the rest of their career.
He's one of the few people that every match I watched of his, I saw something new. I saw something I've never seen before, and not many wrestlers can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like countering, you know, like a sunset flip from the outside, counter it with a Northern Lights suplex. Like,
yes.
What?
Yeah.
What? And then you're like, and he's like, tried it once, and I'm like, we'll just do something else. Anybody else, they would have kept that for life.
those are some great answers. Take it home, Nooner. What do you got?
We also like to ask this as well. What advice do you have for anybody that's just starting in their journey in pro wrestling, or that's trying to get into the business?
My advice will probably be protect your head at all costs. Try not to hit your head a lot. And like, don't be an asshole, you know? There's a lot of assholes in this business, so we don't need any more. So, protect your noodle, protect your noggin, and don't be a dick.
It's good everyday advice.
Yeah, that's
right
good
there.
Life advice that's as well. That's amazing.
Yeah, kind of.
Love it, Erica. And thank you again for a few minutes of your time. We want to be respectful. But before we get out of here, like we always do here on the BCP, we're all about it. Tell everyone about some of that shameless promo. Let's say where everyone can follow you on social media. And if you got any good merch, because I know we need an Erica Lee 8x10 up here in the Bob Cave. Just saying.
I have some 8x10s. I have some t-shirts limited, which you can just hit me up directly, on Twitter at Erica Wrestles, on Instagram at Erica Wrestles, on Facebook at Erica Lee. I've got, the fight pay-per-view coming up December 18th for Magic Pro Wrestling. The show is called Card Subject to Change. Nice. So if you go to go to pay-per-views, you look up Magic or Card Subject to Change, you'll see my face on the poster there, the graphic. It's only $10, December 18th. There's unlimited views after that. You don't have to watch it live. You can save it for later. It's available for pre-order now. And then Leapfrog, Camp Leapfrog Christmas Trios is coming up as well on IWTV on December 24th. So you can see me on both of those platforms.
Love that. That's awesome. Yeah, I've never been to a Pro Wrestling Magic show. We definitely got to check it out.
Yeah, later. Definitely.
Want you a lot of fun. And?
We have, no, we're friends. We're friends with Shane, who's definitely taking us. Gloves. Yeah, the white glove treatment, who's definitely taking us under his wing. Familiar with
very
a lot
good
of the
guy.
Talent. Meadowlands, Monster, who we need to get on the show for sure. But yeah, I hear great things.
For shame. Yeah, I love Pro Wrestling Magic. Great place to work. Great shows. The crowd's always amazing. I love working there.
Oh, I love that. She's giving us the bell and the shame right now, but
that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you a pass for this year. It's been kind of difficult, but
okay. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love it. But Erica, you know, thank you so much for a few minutes
thank
of your time.
You very
this
much.
Is this is really cool. Thank you for taking the time. Continued success moving forward, Billy Charles. If you guys are listening, I think we need Erica on Goddesses. Just saying. But Erica, thank you so much and continued success moving forward.
No, thank you guys. This was so, so much fun. Thanks for having me on.
No, we're not worthy over
of course.
Here.
Of course. Who better than Canyon?
And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We're out. Peace.